Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Whether intentional or unintentional, change sabotage is a real thing and can have a huge impact on any sort of change or digital transformation initiative. I'm Kyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group, and today we're going to unpack five key tips to dealing and addressing change sabotage. Change sabotage can manifest within an organization in many ways. Be sure you are aware and are monitoring any sort of behavior or productivity change when it comes to your digital transformation. For example, is a certain stakeholder or department all of a sudden vocally resistant to your change? Or are they lacking in productivity and the culture or energy of that team seems to be suffering? These are red flags that sabotage might be at play. With any digital transformation, there's going to be conflicting agendas and opinions. But you want to be sure that you are well aware of the red flags that lead to project sabotage or ultimately failure. Many of these signs can actually come in a qualitative format through things like readiness assessments or organizational change assessments. This will give you data around any department or stakeholder that might have a negative relationship with this project. That way you can dig up the root cause and address it with that specific area of the business before it sabotages the entire project. There are a variety of reasons in which change sabotage takes place. As I mentioned in the beginning of this video, it could be completely unintentional or even lack awareness that a person is sabotaging the project unintentionally. They may be afraid of the unknown or could be worried about losing their job, and that fear manifests into digressing their relationship with the overall digital transformation project or the company in general. It's important to really mine for the root issue behind this resistance. Like we talked about in the tip before, now that you're able to be aware of those red flags and address them early on, you can have a conversation or do some more assessments around that pocket of resistance to ensure you understand the core cause of their overall fear or resistance to the project. Try to have an open and honest conversation with either the person in question or the department head so you can get around any misconceptions. Find out what their concerns are and if there's anything that you can do as far as more effective communication planning to get in front of this happening in other areas of the organization. In some cases, by simply acknowledging concerns or being able to address them in an open, honest, and transparent format will completely diffuse the situation. This leads to being able to address any sort of future change sabotage and ensure your project is optimized for success. By going through this exercise, especially as a project leader, you're able to garner best practices or new strategies that might be able to help you effectively address resistance before any sort of sabotage starts.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
In any sort of business initiative, but especially in digital transformation, communication is king, or queen in my case. Keeping your team and organization in the loop of what change is happening, why the change is happening, and expectations around them is going to be critical to ensure you get in front of any resistance or misconceptions around the project. It's also going to showcase a united and aligned front when it comes to project leadership so that stakeholders within the organization can better trust that this will be successful and enhance their employee experience. The more information they have and the more they feel they are engaged in the project, the less resistance and change sabotage you will experience. Communication should also come from executive leaders to ensure they know that this is a top-down, company-wide initiative. This top-down communication can also be leveraged as a tool when addressing any sort of change sabotage that is taking place within the project. When faced with an internal stakeholder that is challenging these new processes or technology, the project management team has the opportunity to reference that communication as an executive direction. If you suspect that someone or some department is deliberately trying to sabotage the change or digital transformation project, be sure to address that early and head on. Have a direct conversation with this person or department leadership to try and understand the root cause of this negative perception. Again, it could be as simple as they're feeling left out or uninformed, or they feel as though this new process or technology won't have any benefit for their specific job function. This can be a delicate situation that needs to be addressed with empathy and understanding. In general, you want to be direct and firm when explaining this is an expectation for the organization. You want to set the tone that as a project leader, you will not tolerate change sabotage. But you also don't want to create an atmosphere of fear or retribution. Having that balance of empathy and transparency when addressing change sabotage is absolutely critical to getting on the other side of it. If you've done everything to address this situation and it's simply not improving, engage experts. This could mean bringing in a change management consultant or group to give you tactics and best practices to ensure your digital transformation is seen and perceived in a positive manner. Change experts are just that. They are experts at understanding how to activate and engage in change management initiatives. They can help build a plan to overcome any challenges and get the project back on track. There are many reasons that change sabotage manifests in a digital transformation project, but it's absolutely critical to get in front of it before your digital transformation fails. By being aware of the signs and being able to address them in a direct yet healthy manner is going to minimize the impact of any change resistance on your project. If you have any questions about organizational change management or project sabotage, please feel free to reach out to me directly at kyler.cheatham@thirdstage-consulting.com. I'm Kyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel for more information and best practices around organizational change management.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.